best thing about Nothing Personal is that we go 45 minutes and time stops. So if there's major breaking news in that 45 minutes, we'll address it on the show. We'll do it on the fly. But sometimes things happen after the show and we just can't wait for tomorrow. So welcome back to Nothing Personal. The word of the day, number two, is spasm, as in back spasms, as in Clayton Kershaw has been scratched. May I remind you, if you listen to today's episode, October 13th, 2020, of Nothing Personal, episode number 235, might I add, you would have heard that my pick of the day, it's a double pick. We had the Dodgers over the Braves in game two with Clayton Kershaw prevailing. Well, guess what? Clayton Kershaw is no longer starting for the Los Angeles Dodgers. Clayton Kershaw has been scratched because of back spasms. Does that sound familiar? Go back to the July 23rd show, it may have been, maybe the 24th. Dodgers opening day. Clayton Kershaw's ready to go. Everyone's excited. Nope. Scratched. Back injury. Clayton Kershaw's had some back issues, and the problem with back spasms and back injuries is you don't know when they're coming. It's not like an arm injury when you have loose bodies and you feel them rolling around and then they lock in and you can't straighten your elbow. It's not like when you have a hamstring and you know when you take the first step that the hamstring is done and you can't run, you can't pitch. Back spasms just come like this, snap of a finger. In July, he needed 10 days to come back. His first start of the season was August 2nd. He hasn't missed a start since then. Unfortunately, the Dodgers may not have 10 days left in their season. This could be a season-ending injury for Clayton Kershaw, continuing his postseason narrative of underperformance, lack of performance, lack of jewelry. Keep in mind, the Los Angeles Dodgers were the favorites heading into the season. They were the favorites heading into the postseason. They had the best record in baseball. There was no doubt that they were going to make the World Series, win the pennant, and finally, after eight division championships, win a ring. First one since 1988. They brought in a great number two starter, Ferris Bueller. Bueller started game one of the LCS last night, only pitched five innings. That means the Dodgers could face a 2-0 deficit in a seven-game series without off days, with their top two pitchers pitching a combined five innings. That's a problem. But the Los Angeles Dodgers are made of depth. That is their big advantage with their payroll and with their intelligence. They will be able to overcome Clayton Kershaw. I'm not changing my pick of the day. They're starting their number four prospect, a guy they drafted in the ninth round in 2016, a guy named Tony Gonsolin. He's actually not bad. He started eight games this year, which is not a small number, pitched to a 2.29 ERA. He just doesn't have postseason experience. As much postseason experience, obviously, as Clayton Kershaw. People are wondering, does this mean the Braves will sweep? Does this mean the Braves become the favorite? Remember how the Dodgers have been built. Their lineup stays the same, and they are subject to the same issues that crept up in last night's game. If the Braves outpitch the Dodgers, no matter whether Kershaw is pitching or not, the Braves will win the series. But to do that, they need continued performance from their young pitchers, following Fried, Anderson, Wright, etc. The other issue the Dodgers have to deal with is what happened last night when they didn't bring in Kenley Jansen. Have they lost confidence in Jansen? How bad is their bullpen going to perform against a lineup like the Braves? Those are far bigger issues for Andrew Friedman and Dave Roberts than Clayton Kershaw's back. The reality is that he's not going to miss just one game. Very unlikely to come back to start game three, which is already just tomorrow. Maybe game six, maybe game seven, because it's possible the back spasms could just disappear, but it generally will take a few days. This will be the ultimate wait to see. Is Kershaw done for the season? Will the absence of Clayton Kershaw end the Dodgers season prematurely without a ring? Will the Dodgers offense, led by newly acquired and newly signed Mookie Betts to that 12-year extension, will they be able to overcome their bullpen issues and now their starting issues? Ladies and gentlemen, if nothing personal, wait to see.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.